also have a system that's block by block. They're out of Kentucky, but they hire a local operations manager, local team to do the cleaning. They have this system they created called a smart system, which is on their phone. They can basically go and take pictures of certain things that they either have to clean or they have a situation. They kind of make a routine that can be automated, so they show what's being done and what's not being done, especially in certain corridors in our downtown. So it's I know Mike Hahn and DCP is really excited about it. I think it's going to be a big step for downtown Fargo as far as kind of being out to the public, and people are going to see these people, they're going to be branded. I think it's going to get a lot of things done in our downtown core.
Right, so besides interstate parking, you know, helping point out to, you know, people that the link is a good way to connect the two downtowns and expands our you know, range for shopping, the block by block folks will be doing the same types of thing. So it's good to have, you know, it's not just cleaning.
Exactly.
It's about security and helping people with information.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest part of it too, is Mike wanted more than just a cleaning team. You know, they wanted it, and this block by block does a great job of hiring good people that are approachable, that are easy to talk to, and I think we'll see a big impact of just people on the streets and almost an information center is kind of what these people are going to be. They're going to be able to provide, whether it's both sides of the river too, I'm sure they'll have information on that being local. And yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. They'll probably start, I think, June 1st is what they're hoping. I think Mike Hahn's hoping to get the contract finalized, but I don't think it'll change a whole lot as far as, you know, the bid does a lot of the cleaning, so I think we'll still see that. We might see a more efficient system, but the ambassador program is going to be the biggest impact coming out of it.
And will they be wearing like a vest or something?
They're very identifiable. I didn't realize it.
Sandwich board.
So yeah. Not if they're going to be doing cleaning. Hard to bend over.
Nicollet Mall has a.
Yep, so they're in Minneapolis and Duluth.
Tempe, Boston, San Francisco. But I didn't realize it. But when we're at League of Cities, a lot of those cities, I remember I was on Mill Avenue in Tempe, and there was an informational kiosk, and there was a street person that had come up to me and asked me for money, and I said, oh, no, thanks. But then a guy came out with a hat and said, can I help you find anything? This is, you know, we're proud of our little area here, and we'd like to welcome you.
Yeah, so I think they're in 70 different cities right now.
Wow. Nice.
Another thing some of the bigger cities have, and I don't know that Fargo-Moorhead is ready for this, but I just throw it out there, is they have like historic tours. So we were in Melbourne and Australia, and they have these regularly scheduled tours, and you just show up and there's college kids that do it, and then they just do it for a donation, you know. But it's about an hour and a half walking tour, and they give you the history of the city. And
Atlanta does that.
And I mean, it was, nice. I thought, oh, well, it's, I don't know if I'm into this, but we did it anyway, and it was very, very informative. And I think there was probably, on that day, there was like 50 people that they just show up at that time. The tour group people don't know if there's going to be two people or, you know, 50 people, and they have two tours, and they split them up and went both ways. But it was very informative. If I was in a bigger city again, I would definitely do that again, because
that would be really fun with Mark Peel.
I would love to go on
something like that with Mark Peel. And I don't care if it's either side of the river, but he knows so much.
Oh, yeah, he does. There's a lot of history here too. That'd be a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested
maybe
in that.
During some special event, you know, I mean, an advertised, we're going to do this on such and such a date,
On the Moritz site, you could tie it into the something that's going on at the Young Cops.
That would be very cool.
I've heard Joe Burgum kick that idea around
Tomorrow at noon, actually, it's Jane Jacobs' 100th birthday. Whoa. So around the nation, they're doing Jane Jacobs walks. So tomorrow at noon, we're doing a Jane I imagine there'll be a couple dozen people there.
Yeah.
Timney will be leading it, but it's kind of like that. And old Bob Steiner, old parking planner, sometimes we'll do that on request, you know, so groups come in, like League of Cities or something, and then they'll do that. So we could identify maybe a pool of people. I know Mark Peel is probably, he's the golden guy that everyone knows.
And what would be really fun is, you know, there's places, you know, Fargo has a lot of buildings that are still there. Morehead has a lot that has been torn down, but if you're at certain sites with photos that mark, you know, maybe there's a handout or whatever. Well, this is what used to be at this site, you know, wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, the other thing, just to expound on that a little bit, Nancy, is, you know, maybe part of our, you know, we've had that downtown corridor, the river corridor study, and maybe this, when this new downtown person, maybe that's the next thing, is have a small sign or plaque with a picture. So you can kind of have a self-guided tour.
That'd be nice, too.
You know, the bike trails down, I mean, that's where my dad grew up down there. You can see the hydrant still, you know, where the homes and apartments used to be.
You can get weatherproof boxes that you can push a button and it'll speak, and.
Oh, yeah.
So there's ways that you can do that, too, if you wanted to do the self-guided tour.
Yeah.
We got on Broadway, we have those kind of directory signage that talks about some of the history, and they tie in with we're getting granite mosaics that are designed to be on the corners. So they'll be all updated here soon with those mosaics.
There's a little off topic. There's a game on cell phones, it's called Ingress, that Google does, that just goes and pinpoints historical sites and areas, and those are points of interest in this game. So, you know, find ways to tie into technology. There's tons and tons of stuff you can do.
Is that an app, or is it?
Yeah, it's an app called Ingress.
I think that's where that
it's
Joe Burgum
silly.
Yeah, Joe Burgum was coming from that too, is being able to put it onto like a Google, and you could have your self-guided tour, and it would pull up on
a lot
Google.
Of AR, all augmented reality. That's where you have your phone, and when you take it, it's using the camera, but it'll superimpose information when you pull it up. So if you're GPS located, you pull your camera up, and you can see information about the site you're looking at.
Oh,
wow. That'd be cool.
A lot of stuff like that being taking off right now.
So it's INGRESS.
GRESS, yeah.
I was going to say, I think Mike
fun with that. It's kind of fantasy-oriented stuff, but yeah, go for it.
Try to be within an hour here, so we got 6 minutes, so everything for the good of the order. We should probably set another meeting time.
We could do that.
Yeah, I know when you want to meet next. We don't have anything, you know, controversial going on or anything.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes. Thank God.
That's what we strive for. So now we've accomplished it, but that's what we strive for.
So the, you know, update on this marketing sales, what do you in a lot of 6 weeks?
You know, Julie, what do you think on that? Do we want to?
I would think, let's see, what are we, first week of May? I'd like to.
Middle of June?
I'd say about a month. Would be good, yeah.
So maybe we can, if you want to get a hold of Steph and and have her
do a poll.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Probably mid-June.
Yep, sounds good. We can do that. Okay. So we've got a new employee coming on for marketing purposes too, so that'll be good.
When does that person start?
In about a week and a half.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Local or?
Yeah, well. He's a Johnny, so he graduated from St. John's. His fiance actually came up to Morehead to take a job. I don't remember where, but so he's working in banking right now.
Okay.
And young couple, so
nice.
New to the area, but he seems real familiar with it. So Justin is his
name. He's from Wisconsin, I think. His name was from Wisconsin originally.
Somewhere down around by the cities. But. Anyway, so he, and then Greg's position should be out for reimbursement here pretty soon. So he's still helping, which is good. My name is Helen right now, so that's good.
And Drew Sturtevant is our mobility manager, and that position is jointly funded by Fargo Morehead, a third Morehead, two-thirds Fargo. And the person, his job is to go out and network and help with paratransit service and certify people for eligibility and. Try not to duplicate services with private people who are doing transportation.
yeah, link up with Valley Metro, Senior Ride, and stuff like that. So, actually, a big push of mine is going to be visiting those assisted living communities and start advertising that we're just trying to train people to ride our fixed route and our paratransit service, you know, and try to increase independence for them. So,
that's a good idea. So, you came out of Atlanta?
I did. I'll tell you what, I love it a lot more here than I did there.
Nice.
Too hectic for me. I love this city. So.
Well, and Drew was with Rope Match, so he's between he and Matt, they are resident experts. It's great.
Rope Match is our software that
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I assumed everybody knew
Route
that, yeah.
Route Shout and all of the vehicle location systems and the announcement system and things like that.
MapBus mobile information is
yep.
done.
Right, so these guys might not know that we're on Google Maps, the
transit
route, so you can just push the bus and it'll tell you where you can pick up.
Yeah, so instead of just getting directions on your for your car, now you can push the bus and give you directions in town and what bus routes to take, and that's
Perfect.
All running now. So. Good.
Okay.
Just a quick question. Are there any other future agenda items that we'd like to list other than update on the infotainment advertising?
Maybe an update on the college student, you know, whatever is being done, for, you know, as we approach for welcoming.
And I think
and
every
so
meeting kind of a scanning thing would be just update on ridership. That would be good.
Yeah.
I appreciate your work on that,
oh,
you know, Gloria. That's very helpful.
It could probably an update too on the business coupons, what
yes.
they're collecting
yes.
and
mm-hmm.
such. Are, do we know if they're retaining coupons? Are they what the businesses are doing with these when they're getting them
well,
back?
We should ask Melissa.
Yeah.
I can show
Melissa. They should
email.
Keep
okay.
it, keep them so that
right.
there could be a count.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
why they
yeah.
added that pink strip
right.
to the bottom so they'd know which one was from Link FM
right.
versus other sources.
Right.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
they couldn't tell.
I'll shoot Melissa. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, hang out for a second. I want to show you this real quick.
2 minutes
See
early.
If I can
hey,
spark
good job.
Your interest.
Good. Keeping us on time.
So, it's a game, essentially. She's going
to
go through a tutorial. But so, this is kind of like a black screen map
yeah.
of the area. And you know the bison in the mall, Bob?
So, what?
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, they've got a picture of Bob, and it's essentially what's called a portal. Point of interest.
Well, they're talking about expanding.
And you can add your own information. There's city hall.
It's anybody
that
has
tiers.
Yeah,
here.
Can pass on
it's
a council member.
It's a tier system. I think we have four tiers. And obviously,
yeah,
the one
GPS
is Broadway corridor and the
yeah,
one
yeah,
is
the main. So you can see everywhere within about a mile radius.
Kind of where we're
so there's ushers.
So how do you know
see
that all you've been to them? So go back.
You need to push the button.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Because
you
I,
may
I,
think.
But
any kind of
oh,
yeah.
is that on?
Area.
I want to. Just push it.